to the On Deck Podcast presented by Line Star. Your best MLB player prop bets for today that are available on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks alongside my co-host Tyler Weeman. I'm Shannon Somerville. We've got some great props for you, plus our home run calls of the day. We went 3-for-4 on Friday, Tyler. Crushed it. Unfortunately, Nolan Arenado could not get over that 1.5 bases prop that I had him for. He just needed one more hit. Come on. What happened there? I don't know. But we still did awesome.
Arenado let you down.
He did let me down. That's one of the few times he has. So you know what? I'm going to let him have that one. And we're going to move forward today. Before we do, though, I did say on the show Friday that if Tyler and I went 2-for-4 on the show, that one randomly selected commenter would win $50. So we've got a contest winner to announce right now on the show. Got to put the glasses on for this. I know you're so disappointed, Tyler, that you're not in the studio for our celebrations here. And the winner is Ant Clay 0189. Congrats, you just won $50. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you want to be a winner like Ant Clay as well, all you need to do is like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below, and you're automatically entered in. If Tyler and I both hit our main props today, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. We'll announce it on the show tomorrow. And if you just want some money right now, why don't you go ahead and download the Prize Picks and Underdog Fantasy apps, and new users who deposit at least $100 can get up to $100 of your deposit match using the promo code LINESTAR. So make sure to check that out as well. All right, Tyler, we've been crushing it this season. I know it's kind of a sad day for both of us as we are kind of just lamenting the abysmal nature of both of our squads. My Yankees have lost 5 of their last 7 games. Your Padres, I don't know. You gave me a pretty good stat this morning that was basically
it's rough.
Summed it all up, which was, do you remember that stat off the top of your head?
Yeah, the Padres are basically absolutely terrible when the game is on the line. They are 6-19 in games decided by one run this season. That is 240 winning percentage, and that would be the worst record in one-run games by a Major League Baseball team since the 1935 Boston Braves went 7-31 in such
games. Yikes,
so,
that one hurts a little bit.
Yeah, when it matters.
You're not looking like playoff-bound teams right now, Tyler. Ugh, it's pretty brutal.
No, I mean, and with the Padres' lack of being able to win when it matters, they wouldn't do anything in the playoffs anyway, so...
All right, well, then let's move on to our props where we have done well this season. So start us off with what's your prop for today, Tyler?
All right, my first prop, I am fading one of our teams. I am fading your Yankees. We're going Clark Schmidt lower than 15.5 outs. It's -160 in sports books. Look, he's going against the Braves offense. I don't need to really say anything more about how good that offense is. But it's also warm in Atlanta, nice hitting weather, and he's averaging 15 outs per game this season. You know, and that's against teams not as good as the Atlanta Braves. So I think he's going under today.
Yeah, he doesn't go too deep into games, and he kind of he's been getting a little knocked around a bit. So I don't blame you for that fade of my Yankees, Tyler. I'm going back to one of our favorite players. Everyone's favorite player, Shohei Ohtani, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. That is -135 in some of the sports books. Shohei Ohtani has been hitting this with consistency all season long. In fact, over 69% of the time. He's gotten over 7 of the last 10. This is a lefty bat with better splits against righties, .323 average. Today, he's going up against a pretty good righty in Texas Rangers righty Max Scherzer. However, I like Ohtani's odds in this one. He's been swinging the bat well. I do know that he has been put on the shelf for the pitching, but maybe that will benefit his hitting because he's not going to be worried about pitching right now. He does have some arm fatigue, so they're shutting him down on the pitching side, at least for this next start. So he will be all focused in at the plate, dialed in, and he's going to get us over that 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Don't quite trust the rest of the team to get him around the base paths. They were pretty bad too, hitting team. But Shohei himself can get all of those stats done by himself.
How can you not want to bet that when he is hitting in 69%?
Right? Like, just got to take that. That's a gimme. All right, where are you headed for your bonus prop?
All right, my bonus prop, I'm actually going to the same game. We're going Corey Seager higher than 0.5 singles. It's minus 160. I just can't believe this is on Underdog, and he's been over in four of the last five, over in 56% of the games this year. And he's hitting 364 versus lefties in the last 20 games. So I think he dials it up and at least gets a single tonight.
Tyler, I'm going to one of our favorites here on the On Deck podcast, and that is Tommy Pham, everyone's favorite fantasy football player, is at it today, and I'm taking him over 1.5 bases at minus 135. All right, hear me out. I know he's only gone over this 3 of the last 10 games, but his average has been really good over the last week or so, 316 average, and he does so well at Coors Field throughout his career, 338 average at Coors with 4 home runs in 18 games. And he's going up against the righty for now Colorado, Chris Flexen, who was traded from the Mariners. 343 opponent average is what he's given up this season. He's given up 2 home runs the last 3 starts since being traded to Colorado, and 2 of those games were on the road, so you can't exactly blame the Coors Field effect for that. I think Tommy Pham could go yard and give us that 1.5 bases prop for today. Given, I know that he's been over only 3 of the last 10, but I still like the fact that this game is at the hitter-friendly confines of Coors Field in this one. Tyler, altitude matters.
Yes, it does.
All right. If you want to tail our props, be sure to do so. Use the Underdog Fantasy or Prize Picks apps. If you don't have those already, use the promo code LINESTAR when you download them, and you'll get up to $100 if your deposit match, plus the tool we are using to pick our props. Check it out. The Props AI tool on the LINESTAR app. Right now, we have free 3-day trials available on the app. So you can go check that out yourself. Take it for a test pin. Get it ready to go for football season. Get your subscription locked in, because we've got a lot of props headed your way for football coming up here, too. So make sure to check that out. Now it's time for our home run calls of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a dinger on this Monday?
Well, my dinger call is one of your prop picks. We are going with Shohei Ohtani, plus 235 to hit a bomb. He's going against Max Scherzer, who is allowing 1.8 home runs per 9. And in the last 20 games, Shohei Ohtani is hitting 352 with 5 home runs and a 350 ISO versus righties. I think this game dials up perfectly for another Shohei bomb.
Yeah, gotta love that lefty-righty matchup for Shohei. Mm-hmm. He's gotta be licking his chops at the plate for today. You know who else is licking their chops at the plate? The Judge, Aaron Judge, plus 310 for a home run today. Yankees going up against the Braves in this one. He had 2 home runs the last week, 309 ISO against lefties. Going up against Atlanta's lefty, Max Fried, who hasn't given up a home run in 2 starts since he's been back, but he's... You know, Aaron Judge, only 3 games at Truist Park he's played there, but he has a 455 average there. Temperatures are warm. I think that will benefit Aaron Judge, and he's going to go yard today. All rise for the Judge.
All rise.
There we go. All right, make sure to tell our props on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks, and do us a huge favor. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and comment below. Also, sign up for notifications so that we can let you know when we come out with videos, so you can hop on these props right when they come out. I know a lot of times we give out these props and then, you know, 15, 20 minutes later, they're gone off Prize Picks or Underdog Fantasy. So notifications should help you hop on our bets right when we come out with the videos. That's going to do it for today. Have a great day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow is Hard Knocks Day, Tyler. Are you excited for episode 2?
Of course. I haven't watched episode 1 yet, but...
Well, you got to get on it. You got 24 hours.
I do.
All right. Good luck, everybody. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.